Blog Talk Radio.
Hear my cry, O God, give heed to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to thee when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a refuge for
and praise God. Amen. For a wonderful, wonderful Sunday morning. I give God the glory. Amen. For what he's doing. I praise and bless his holy name. There's none like him. There is no other God. Amen. And we, amen, as the body of Christ need to learn, amen, that if we don't get this thing right, if we don't understand what's going on in the spiritual realm, amen, which we are spiritual beings, that's the most important factor of our life. We are going through a crisis, and one thing Satan trying to do is do identity theft. If you don't know who you are, you don't know how to survive. You don't know how to. You won't know how to call on the right person for the right answers. You won't know how to live the life that you were supposed to live from the beginning. I want to speak to you about identity. Your identity is who you are. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 2, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. When Abram came out and believed God, it was accounted unto him for righteousness, and he gave Abram a new name. Abram could no longer wear Abram, but he had to wear Abraham as his new name, because through it all, amen, he went through a process of regeneration. He was no longer Abram because he was not of the idolatry, the worldly, nature, but he became as if he should have been from the beginning before Adam and Eve sinned. Amen. And I say Adam and Eve sinned both because both of them partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in that tree, amen, was a baktrum. Amen. So we are all being processed to be like God. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. The old man is passed away, and behold, all things become new. And if they become new, then we are supposed to be like God, in the image and likeness of God. We're supposed to act like him, think like him, do the things that he do the things that Jesus showed us an example of as far as being righteousness. Righteousness is found in the heart, in the spirit man, heart. Amen, praise God. And a lot of people say the heart and the mind are the same thing. I'm not going to argue with them on that. Amen, praise God, I accept it. But the heart had to be renewed. The mind had to be renewed because it was of unrighteousness, planted by the seeds that Satan had given to Adam and Eve in the beginning of creation. Regeneration means a biological process. Well, how can you say that? Is biological in God's making? Is biological a part of God? Everything that God made and you've seen and you know about, amen, is all that we are doing in the earth to understand various processes and stages. You remember God created the heavens and earth and everything that's in it. So the biological process that God created for man to take a part in is also in him. When Adam and Eve sinned against God at the beginning of creation, Eve ate off the tree of knowledge and good and evil and gave it to Adam, and he partook of it. Amen. And because of this, amen, there was a bacteria, a bactrim in it. And this bactrim could not be seen, or this bacteria could not be seen with the natural eye. You needed a spectacle. Amen, praise God. What you call them, I want to get the name right. Amen, but whatever, and I'm going to get it right to you in just a second. I got to pull it up because I want to pronounce it right. Amen, amen. Amen, praise God. You needed a microfying instrument or a microphone glass in order to see this bacteria. So the Bible said, amen, that they ate off the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and there was a bacterium in it, in the fruit that caused the genes to produce a different kind of character. So we, as the body of Christ, have picked up a different kind of character from God, from God's nature, from his image and likeness. And then if we go on to study more and understand what God is saying, it says, genes, they are a physical unit that carries characteristics from parent to children. The genes are thought to be a certain nuclear acid within a DNA, a molecule that holds a precise area of a chromosome. It is also capable of copying itself. They structure and regulate the way the body, cells, and tissues develop. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Genes are self-producing ultramicroscopic structures capable of, under certain circumstances, of giving rise to new characters, such as being called mutation. Let us look at what mutations are. Mutations mean change of transformation, instances of such change, permanent variation through many generations. In order for us to go through the regeneration, process, we have to have the DNA of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we as the body of Christ need to know our identity. And I didn't know that I had shortened my time, so I'm going to have to do this, amen, again to bring it to the fullness. But we as the body of Christ, new identity is a spirit being, which Adam and Eve lost at the beginning of creation. So we need the regeneration in order to be a part of God, because he's a spirit, and his kingdom world is all about spirit. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So the spirit man itself have to go through being processed and made, so that when we go to heaven, we're not going in the flesh and blood. The spirit is the one that's going to ascend up in heaven. I really wanted to get into this, but I thought I was timing myself right. I didn't know I was putting 15 minutes on there. But I'll come back tomorrow with the fullness of it. You really need to hear and understand what's going on with you. You must go regeneration in order to connect to God. You must be transformed. You must be transfigured. We are supposed to be transformed, transfigured into the image and likeness of God, which Adam and Eve both lost at the beginning of creation. This is very important for us. Amen. We have to complete the process of being made born of the Spirit. Like Jesus told Nicodemus, you got to be born of the Spirit and the water. Have a blessed day, and you really need to understand where you're going, because I'm telling you, all of these hooping and hollering preachers ain't telling you a process. They're not telling you what you need to do to get back to God so that you can get out of this earth and to the kingdom of God. You're kingdom children born a new creation. I'll get back on it tomorrow because it's important. Then I go back and explain to you in depth. Amen. Praise God. It might take, amen, more than one part to this. God bless.